dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Corey Feldman did the voice of Donatello in the two of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. Did you know that, by the way? I did not know that. Now he wants to get in on Michael Bay's new TMNT film. Corey says they've been in communication, but he said there's not been a formal offer yet. Nicki Minaj is already offering up excuses for her new album, Pink Friday, not living up to the sales expectations. She's blaming it on Target and Walmart. DVD's out this week on Friday. You've got Men in Black 3 and also Sparkle. That's the one where Whitney Houston is in and Jordan Sparks. Also coming out tomorrow, Paranorman, The Apparition.
What was that word?
Paranorman.
Oh, it is Paranorman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't screw it up.
Okay. I thought you screwed it up. Okay, it's actually Paranorman.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I never heard of it.
I have seen plenty of them, the previews for it. Step Up Revolution and Lawless. God, you're such a jerk.
Why am I a jerk? Was that so implausible that I would think you would screw that up?
Because I said it right. It's Paranorman.
I know, but I didn't know that.
Movies or music, excuse me.
You have 3 seconds.
God dang it. Music up this weekend. Girl on Fire, Alicia Keys, Glee, season 4.
Oh, whoops.
What did you do in Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn 2, the score of that? That's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I was trying to hit end on the one and it killed the next one.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. We're going to top out at 26 today. It's 18 now. And so I got a text message that reminded me of something that I forgot to put in the rundown today, even though we talked about it before the show.
Oh, your video.
Yeah.
Yeah, we totally talked about that. Like, that was one of the first things I asked you.
Yeah.
Like, so what's up with this video thing that you're talking about?
So I guess I'll embarrass myself tomorrow.
Okay.
I would like more people to hear my embarrassment.
Okay.
And this is the slower time of the show, so my bad. My bad. I will definitely embarrass myself tomorrow.
Okay.
You will not let me forget about it.
No, I will not.
So,
I did forget about it today. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to blame you.
Okay. Well, I did talk to you about it and you do the rundown. So you can't blame me.
I know. Hey, you want to know what time of day you're going to die?
No.
Well, it's just time of day, not the day, just the time of day.
How do you figure that out?
Well, assuming you don't die prematurely in a car accident or whatever. Researchers in Boston have figured it out. If you consider yourself a morning person or your sleep is regular and you're not a morning or night person, you're most likely to die late in the morning, just before 11 a.m. If you're a night person, you're most likely to die just before 6 p.m. The times of death are tied to genes that make you a morning or night person.
But if you're a night person, that has to get up early. Because that would be me. I'm mostly a night owl, but I wake up early obviously for work.
Then
so.
We'll say, we'll go in between. We'll say 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Or actually, no, it'd be about 3:30.
Okay.
Or no, 2:30. I was closer the first time.
All right.
So you're going to die at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
That's just morbid.
A little bit. According to economists, nearly 80% of America's currency is in $100 bills. 80% of all the cash that's out there is $100 bills.
80%?
80% of it is $100 bills.
But that makes sense.
We couldn't even make change for all of our $100 bills.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Big increase from 20 years ago. 50 years ago, $10 and $20 bills made up 60% of our currency. The reason all the big bills have been building up let me just read it. The reason for all the big bills is that about 1/4 of our money is shipped overseas in large bundles of hundreds, where it's used as a stable form of currency or for shady transactions.
Mm.
So,
okay.
If you stumbled on a pile of cash, does that mean you're more likely to run into a whole bunch of hundreds?
No, I think it'd be 20s.
I think it'd be ones. Who loses big bills?
No, not very often.
No, not the average person.
No.
I have found a $50 bill and returned it.
Yeah?
Fell out of a guy's wallet when I was in high school working at the convenience store.
Nice.
And fell out of his wallet, found it. I knew who it belonged to because he had just paid me cash like 5 minutes earlier.
Nice.
So I called him up and said, hey, you dropped a 50. Can I have it? He said, no, but thank you. I'll come by and pick it up.
You actually asked if you could have it?
Yeah, because I knew him. He was a regular customer. Hey, I just found a 50 you dropped on the floor. Can I have it? He said, no.
Oh, I said, thanks for the tip.
But he did give me $5.
Oh, that was
for
nice.
For calling him back. I was a high school kid. That was huge.
Yeah.
That's
like 50.
That was like 5 gallons of gas in 1995. This
is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Let's bring it back.
Let's bring it back.
Every time it's a hero.
Working class hero.
Hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the Day. Brought to you by Martini's at 57th and Louise.
Did you take your pill?
Yes.
Okay.
Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
I can think of a lot worse ways to die than this. Well, pretty much, never mind. There'd be better ways to die, I think, than this.
Okay.
Back in May, Tim Schmidt of Germany was getting it on with his girlfriend, 33-year-old Franziska Hansen. And Franziska is about 126 pounds and has 38 double D breasts.
Ooh.
So pretty big.
Impressive.
Yeah. And as they were getting it on, Franziska grabbed Tim's head and shoved it between her breast. She told him that it was game. But Tim says, quote, I couldn't breathe anymore. I must have turned blue. He had about 60 pounds on Franziska, so he was able to get free. He asked her what she was doing. She told him that she was trying to kill him. But,
really?
Quote, I wanted your death to be as pleasurable as possible.
Why did she want to kill him?
Well, Tim and Franziska have been together for about 4 years and have been going through problems. He had just taken a new job as a lawyer, and she moved with him, but couldn't find a job in their new town. And she's now on trial for attempted murder with a weapon. Yes, in case you're wondering, her large breasts count as a weapon.
A deadly weapon. I didn't know that.
Now you do.
Yep.
I didn't know that either.
Krista and Brian Capone live near Pensacola, Florida, on a little 6-acre property. They've got about 50 animals, including a 30-pound turkey named Tom. Last Monday morning, Brian went to Tom's pen to feed him, but he was missing. He found blood and feathers and feared the worst. Checked out the surveillance video. Here's what happened. 19-year-old Joshua Anderson and 18-year-old Jacob Provo had broken into Tom's pen overnight, shot him with a bow and arrow, and ran off with his body. Police caught up with them as they were taking Tom to be butchered to eat on Thanksgiving. They were charged with armed burglary and animal cruelty.
So do you think the people that owned Tom ended up eating him for Thanksgiving?
I would hope so.
Just wondering.
Have Tom over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Since he was dead now.
Yeah. Well, it would have been a waste to bury him, wouldn't it?
Right.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I would think so. Anyway. time for us to scoop. Ben's in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.